lift the end.
It's the wake up call.
If you've listened to this show for a minute, you know that I've got story after story about how my daughter Zoe might be evil. This one might have taken it to a brand new level, and I have to tell people so that I release the evil juju that exists in my house out into the world. So my five-year-old daughter Zoe one day was just sitting at the table coloring. I got her this coloring book filled with mermaids. I go over to her because she looks like she's getting frustrated. And she's actually a pretty good colorer for her age. And she's only 5 years old. And I look over and I'm like, what's wrong, Zoe? And she goes, I'm mad that this picture is not turning out the way that I want. And so far, she has colored this mermaid very typical mermaid colors.
Okay.
She's made some artistic choices. It is not Ariel.
Got it.
Either version.
Got it.
Okay. And I say, okay, so what is it that you're trying to do? And she goes, I'm trying to make this mermaid look like a demon.
Oh.
And I said, why is that?
Yeah.
And she goes, I want blood coming out of her mouth.
Oh.
And she's trying to draw, and she did draw the mermaid's smiling mouth with like red blood coming out of it. The whole mouth is red and there's red coming down the mermaid's face.
Oh my.
All right. So first I'm thinking like, okay, well, good news is if mermaids were real, they would have to eat fish. So they probably would have blood on their face.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Fine.
We've already heard about the demon. So
that's true too. She then was mad because she colored the mermaid's eyes also demon red.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough. It wasn't working.
Okay.
So then I started, how can I help you with this?
So you're leaning into the demon.
Well, what are you going to do? If somebody comes at you with evil behavior.
Yeah.
It's better to get them on your side.
Okay, I got you there. I feel you there. Mm-hmm. But because of some of her past evil behavior, what if we started kind of pivoting her away from it?
I've tried that.
Okay, and that was not successful.
It doesn't really work. It's like kind of like, well, I only found two left shoes. I'm going to put one on my right foot. You can technically walk with it, but it doesn't feel right.
Okay.
So what I teach her to do is the age-old trick, where you make angled lines on eyes that make it look...
Oh, on the eyebrows.
Yeah, bad eyes. Evil eyes.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
You do like an upside down Nike swoosh.
Kinda.
Yeah.
And I show her this trick where you can re-angle, like put a slant
in
above the eye and make her look really mad.
Yeah, okay.
And boy, it lit my daughter up. She was thrilled by this.
Yeah.
She was like, what?
Seems like she would be.
She's like, yes.
Yeah.
This is the demon I was going for. Thank you. And now the problem is every picture she draws has angry demon, mad, evil eyes.
Now, we should have seen this coming. And we should have seen the storm approaching.
Why is that?
Well, she exclusively likes Disney villains.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's her favorite character in every movie. Guy or girl.
And I mean, she's looking for him. She's waiting for him. And oftentimes cheers them on.
She does. She gets very upset when they die.
When they get vanquished.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be worried? And I'm just throwing stuff out here.
Mm-hmm.
You let me know if it sticks.
Okay.
That a five-year-old knows what a demon is.
That's a good point. I don't know where she necessarily learned that, because we go to church, but there's not a lot of hell talk.
No,
our church.
I know your church. It's definitely not a hell talk church.
It's not a hell talk church. I haven't read her a book about demons.
No.
Not yet.
Have.
Although the Necronomicon, one of her favorite books, go to bed.
Man, I wish I knew that reference, but I do believe it's funny.
Okay, you're putting a negative spin on this.
Okay.
Let's try to think of it from a positive spin
on
this.
Okay, nobody's going to try to come in.
That?
Okay, all the monsters you've been scared of your entire life.
Right.
They're not coming in that house.
Seems to be preparing her well to be like a Fortune 500 CEO.
Very much so. Like on Shark Tank, but as one of the sharks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like if you have somebody that's like, okay, what's the worst decision?
Okay.
They're ready to be a CEO.
Like she will not be happily married.
Mm-mm.
And if she has kids in their adulthood, will not talk to her.
Mm-mm.
But she'll have a lake house.
Successful. In money.
Only.
Right. Okay. Right.
And of course, summoning from the underworld.
It's all part of it. If you don't think Jeff Bezos drew angry demon eyes as a kid, you are wrong.